This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bereshit Chavirim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Klal Yisrael, go to Paroi, tell Paroi, we're leaving, we're out of here. So Moshe Rabbeinu argues to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yishamu elai. The Jews are not listening to me. Ve'ech yishma'eni paro v'ani aral sfasayim. If the Jews don't listen to me, why will Pharaoh listen to me? Rashi makes a very interesting comment. Rashi says, Ze echad me'asara kal v'chomer shebetorah. This is one of 10 kal v'chomers in the Torah. In Latin, kal v'chomer is a fortiori argument. Kal v'chomer, madoch, if the Jews are not listening to me, why will Pharaoh listen to me? I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu is learning Gemara here. This is Talmud Bavli. He should say, God, Pharaoh is not going to listen to me. Why is Moshe making Kal V'chomer? Kal V'chomer is when you learn Gemara, not when you're talking to Hashem. Every morning we begin Shacharit, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'shloisha Asar Midod, Hator Nidreshet Bahem. The first Midah, Kal V'chomer. Why do we talk about Kal V'chomer? We should say Braisa to Rabbi Shmuel before we learn Gemara, not before we say Tefillah. There's a very important Chiddush. The Malbim teaches this to us. It also comes from Magid of Mezrich. In Parshas Behalotcha, Moshe Rabbeinu is mitpalel for Miriam. He says, Kael na rifa na la. Very short tefillah, five words. Kael na rifa na la. God says back to Moshe, Kal v'chomer. Im aviha yarok yarak b'faneha haloti kalem shivat yamim. If her father would have spit in her face, she would have to be ashamed for 7 days. Certainly now, Miriam has to go away for 7 days, 14 days. This is also one of the 10 Kal V'chomers in the Torah. Why is God making Kal V'chomer to Moshe? So here's the teaching in a nutshell. There's Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. There's Yud Gimel Midot She'atar Nidreshet Bahem. Each one of the Yud Gimel Midot She'ator Nidreshet Bohem corresponds to one of Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. If a person wants to have Rachamim in their life, they need to learn Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim Talmud Bavli. By learning Gemara, Yud Gimel Midot She'ator Nidreshet Bohem, you get Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim. The first of Yud Gimel Midot HaRachamim is Kale, according to Arizal. Hashem Hashem doesn't count, that's the Avot. Kale is the first of Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. The first Yud Gimel Midot She'atar Nidreshes Bahem is Kal V'chomer. So Moshe is mitpalel, Kale, Kale na. God says, you want Kale? Learn Kal V'chomer. Ve'avia yarok yarak b'faneha haloti kalem shivat yamim. So we could say here too, Jewish people were Mitzrayim. They were being beat. They were enslaved. They were killing the babies. Moshe Rabbeinu needed to elicit rachamei shamayim. What's the best way to elicit rachamei shamayim? Hein b'nei Yisrael lo yishamu elai, ve'ech yishma'ini paro v'ani aral sfatayim. If you learn Kal V'chomer, then you gain rachamei shamayim. So from here we learn, by learning Torah Shebaal Peh, we gain the rachamei shamayim. And therefore, tefillah rachameininu, tefillah is rachamim, and we begin by mentioning Yod Gimel Midot, She'ator Nidreshet Bahem. Corresponding to that, we gain Yod Gimel Midot HaRachamim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.